It is the Joe and Alex Show, and these are just a few. There was like 20, 25 of them. Common phrases that you are saying wrong. Let's start out with one that we just talked about a second ago. Do you say nip it in the butt or nip it in the bud?
It's 100% bud.
Why do you say that?
Because I just know the phrase. That's what it is.
Live the Web Girl, you say nip it in the butt?
Yeah, because you're more likely to nip someone's butt than like a bud. I don't even know what a bud is.
I don't either, but that's what the phrase is.
Well, let's see here. Nipping something in the bud is what it is, means that you're putting an end to it before it has a chance to grow or start. Nipping something in the butt means you're biting it, you know, from behind.
Right.
So.
Or just like a little pinch.
I think it's actually like a gardening thing, like, you know, like for flowers or for like a
right.
thing, like nip it in the butt.
Oh, a flower bud.
I think I remember that from like a famous catchphrase from one of the guys from the Andy Griffith Show. My dad used to watch that when I was a kid, like the old show.
The whistling.
Yeah, like doo 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 doo. But I always thought it was nip it in the butt, just like Liv did. But it's nip it in the bud. You learn something new every day. Which one is easiest right? I could care less versus I couldn't care less.
Couldn't.
You think it's couldn't?
Yeah.
Live the Web Girl. I could care less. I couldn't care less.
I couldn't care less.
Saying you could care less about a topic implies that you don't care about it at least a little, which usually means that if you don't care about the topic at all, hence I couldn't care less. So, yeah, you were right about that one, Alex.
Yes. I'm going to be right about all these.
These things really... Okay, now what about this one? Because see, these really confuse me. I struggle with them. For all intensive purposes versus for all intents and purpose.
Say that one again.
Yeah, I want Liv to respond to this first. For all intensive purposes, or is it for all intents and purposes?
I think intents and.
Thank you, Liv, for responding first.
Sorry. No, I'm just kidding. I think it's the other one, not what she said.
What? For
intensive.
Oh, for all intensive purposes?
Yeah, I don't know.
You might feel strongly and intense about your purpose, but that doesn't make the phrase correct. Another common incorrect use of the phrase is switching the words for and with. The correct phrase means that you are covering all possibilities and circumstances. So, yes, Alex is right again on that one.
This is annoying.
What about this one? Extract revenge, Liv, or is it exact revenge?
I've never even heard of that phrase.
Oh, I have.
I think exact. No.
I think extract.
Which one do you think, Alex?
I really don't ever hear anyone use this phrase, so.
Extract revenge or exact revenge?
I've never even heard of it. That just sounds
know.
Like two words.
It's like when you're getting revenge on somebody. Like, oh, I'm gonna.
This one I really don't know.
I'm gonna say extract because if you're getting it, you're extracting it.
Is that extract or exact,
Alex? That's taking it out. I'm going to say exact.
Okay. Well, when you're extracting something, you're taking it out of something, like Liv just mentioned. When you exact onto something, you're dishing it out. So, Alex?
I'm right again?
You're right again.
Oh! Baby, I was in honors English all throughout high school. Wrote for our student newspaper.
All right, last two.
I'm pretty good at this stuff.
Last two right here. And if you got a thing that you had a phrase issue with, let us know on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show.
Liv has a phrase issue with the last straw. She thought it was the last draw.
No, what? That wasn't even on my list. Really?
Yes.
Explain.
Like, at the last draw. Like, the draw between two knights and their swords. Like,
no.
Something crazy's gonna happen at the last draw.
Somebody's been going to medieval times too much. Live
the peasant girl.
Live the peasant girl will grace us with her presence. Is it old-timer's disease or Alzheimer's disease?
Alzheimer's.
Yes, you are correct
old-timers.
Right there.
Old-timer's.
No, I think when I was a kid, I thought it was old-timer's disease because it happened to older people usually.
We probably thought that until last week.
Maybe.
We really ended on a sad note here.
No. This is a good one. This is a chance for you to redeem yourself, Liv. Is it ask or is it axe?
Oh, I hate when people say this.
Ask? What do you mean?
ASK versus AKS. Is it
AXE? No, AXE.
Well, that's how you do it. The way it's spelled here is AKS. So is it AX or is it ASK?
It's ASK.
Did you say the butt word?
No, okay. I said ASK.
It depends on what you're talking about. If you're talking about what you throw when you're trying to kill someone, that's an axe.
No, he's talking about ask me a question.
Oh, that's ask. ASK.
That is just infuriating to me when people say axe. That's not the word.
I think it's like ask axe, like tomato tomato. You
no,
know what
it
mean?
Isn't.
Like,
that's what people
thing.
Think. It's not.
All right. Well, now I know how to tick you off. Like, Alex, can I ask you a question?
Not proper grammar.
Oh, calm down. Those are some common phrases you're probably saying wrong.